current events and trends. Are Islamic beliefs compatible with Western culture? By Beyond Today writer Milan Bizik. As migrants continue to seek asylum in the relative peace of Europe's borders, many questions must be asked. Chief among them being whether two very different cultural systems can coexist peacefully. Many are hopeful that Middle Eastern Muslims can find their niche in heavily secular Europe, and that Europeans can find a way to successfully integrate migrants into their society. Others are less optimistic. Case in point, Frauk Petri, a prominent German conservative populist who argues that the immigration of so many Muslims will change Germany's culture. Interview with Der Spiegel's Suzanne Bayer and Jan Fleischauer, March 30, 2016. That elements of Islamic belief are incompatible with secular Western values is an opinion shared by Nabil Qureshi, a Christian convert who grew up Muslim. In a column for USA Today, Qureshi points out that many Muslims are discovering the fact that the Quran itself, along with the Hadith, traditional sayings and stories of Muhammad, commands conflict with non-Islamic cultures and religions. When everyday Muslims investigate the Quran and Hadith for themselves, bypassing centuries of tradition and their imam's interpretations, they are confronted with the reality of violent jihad in the very foundations of their faith. The Quran's deadly role in inspiring Belgian slaughter, March 22, 2016. Qureshi points out that while most Muslims are non-violent and do not take Islamic literature encouraging violence literally, the theological underpinnings of extremism are found within the Quran itself. One way or another, certain Bible prophecies indicate that this conflict will eventually come to a head, with disastrous consequences. The biblical figures of the King of the North and King of the South represent the history and prophetic reality of this ongoing conflict. We encourage you to read more about it on our free study guide, The Middle East in Bible Prophecy. Sources: Der Spiegel, USA Today. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.